characteristic attack in there.
Joe Gowdy is working on a wood and canvas canoe, the kind that generations of his family paddled down Labrador's rivers to reach their trapping grounds. His father and brother trapped on the Churchill River, heading north each fall.
When they were leaving in the morning, the men would take out their 12-gauge shotguns and fire several rounds, sort of the trapper's goodbye, I guess. You know, we'll see you when you get back.
Once they came back, Gowdy would fall asleep, listening to stories about the river.
They'd come over to the house and they'd get a yarn going with a cup of tea and probably a pipe. And I'd sit by the side and listen to the stories, listen to their conversation.
The Lower Churchill Dam project would start where these men said their goodbyes. The backer is the energy company Nalcor Energy. Nalcor wants to dam these falls to produce about 3,000 megawatts for the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, and for export to places like New York. With the flooding, Gowdy expects more mercury in the water and fewer fish. But when you talk with a lot of the people concerned about these changes, many, not just Gowdy, bring up their parents.
They just don't understand that it is a part of our lives.
Daphne Roberts joined a local group called Grand Riverkeeper that actively opposes the project. This area of Canada's far north has changed a lot. In 50 years, Labrador has gone from a place where many homes didn't have electricity to a place that now has high-speed internet, where snowmobiles are omnipresent. But you get the sense that change has been a little traumatic. The river seems to provide some continuity that people like.
I go and sit on the riverbank and listen to the birds singing. I was up there just only 2 days ago, and I sand on the riverbank and I said, "You're not going to get it. We're going to fight it. It's not going to happen."
But others see the dam creating a brighter future for the area. These people say they want jobs. They want to sell office supplies to the engineers. And they want to keep kids in the region, like the classmates of Brandon Ramey. Ramey waits tables a couple evenings a week at a restaurant and bar called Maxwell's. He's president of the student council at his high school in the town of Happy Valley, Goose Bay.
It'll just create more jobs all around and more economic development.
But Ramey acknowledges that maybe he's being selfish. He says he doesn't have the same relationship with the river as older people who grew up on it. But Gilbert Bennett, who's heading the project for Nalcor, says its implications are bigger than this scene and broader than just bringing more power into the marketplace.
Today, both Canada and the U.S. were among the most intense users of energy of any population on the planet.
Bennett argues there will be some local impacts, but hydro-generated energy is clean. It can replace coal and eliminate the emissions from dirtier plants that contribute to climate change.
This project is an important transition from a society that's driven by fossil fuels today to a renewable future.
Opponents to Bennett's plan say natural gas could be a better alternative to cut emissions. But the irony is that while the dam is controversial in Labrador, gas drilling is controversial in New York. And so there are two conflicts that will play out simultaneously, as both places decide who will power who and how. In Syracuse, I'm Emma Jacobs for WXXI News.